Democratic U.S. Representative Dean Phillips is asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to put him on the April presidential primary ballot. We've made it to February. It's Thursday, February 1st, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. Coming up, a group of rehabilitated bald eagles were returned to the wild this week in Wisconsin, and union activity in the state has increased in recent years. Joe Schultz will have more. Stay with us.
Politics, environment, trade, you know what's going on in Wisconsin thanks to the Wisconsin Today podcast. And thanks to you, these stories are available to Wisconsinites everywhere. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
A congressman from Minnesota is asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to put him on the April presidential primary ballot. But as Rich Kramer reports, state attorneys want the court to reject the request because it was filed at the 11th hour.
Democrat Dean Phillips claims Wisconsin's Presidential Preference Committee ignored state law when it didn't include his name on a list of candidates who will appear on the ballot in early April. The committee is controlled by the state's Democratic and Republican parties. Republicans chose candidates like Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, and former President Donald Trump. Democrats only recommended President Joe Biden. Phillips argues the committee has to put all candidates who are recognized in national news media on the ballot. State attorneys representing the Wisconsin Elections Commission say Phillips waited too long to file his request with the court. They also say he could have collected signatures last month to get on the ballot, but chose not to. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A $150 million grant from the National Institutes of Health is boosting research into Alzheimer's and dementia. Researchers at the University of Wisconsin-Madison School of Medicine and Public Health are leading the national study. The grant will fund neuroimaging to better understand Alzheimer's and other dementias. The study involves researchers and participants from all 37 Alzheimer's disease research centers in the United States. The goal is to have at least one quarter of participants come from communities historically underrepresented in research. Lisa Grun is a senior health system director at the Alzheimer's Association. She says that includes participants in rural areas.
Making sure that farmer in the fields is having a good understanding of what brain health looks like and when it's time to talk to a clinician about symptoms that they might be experiencing.
The study will be done over the next 5 years and include data from 2,000 participants. Five bald eagles were returned to the wild this week in southern Wisconsin after being rehabilitated by a conservation group. More than 100 people gathered in Prairie du Sac to watch the handlers release the eagles from crates that were placed along the Wisconsin River. Audrey Gossett is with the Raptor Education Group, which freed the bald eagles on Wednesday after caring for them at a rehabilitation center.
It's always just great to see them fly out in the wild and realize I'm not in an enclosure anymore. This is amazing.
Each year, Raptor Education Group rehabilitates as many as 1,000 injured or orphaned wild birds that are native to the state of Wisconsin. Bald eagles were considered endangered until 2007, but their numbers have since rebounded. Authorities are investigating a former state conservation warden for killing a federally protected wolf on Christmas Day in northern Wisconsin. Danielle Kading has more.
Chief Deputy Andy Runice with the Bayfield County Sheriff's Office says authorities received a call early Christmas morning from Bayfield resident Pat Quaintance,
who reported that he had shot a wolf, or a collared wolf, at his residence.
Runice declined to say what led to the shooting, saying the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is still investigating the incident. Quaintance is president of the Wisconsin Association of Sporting Dogs and served as a DNR warden for more than 20 years. He wasn't immediately available for comment. Just a week before the incident, Quaintance told lawmakers in a Senate Sporting Heritage Committee hearing that wolves were coming within 100 yards of his house. He has supported bringing the state's wolf population down to 350 wolves. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, across the country, unions have become increasingly popular since 2021. WPR's Joe Schultz will have the latest about what union activity has looked like in Wisconsin. Stay with us.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust. conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
And finally, Wisconsin has seen an uptick in union activity in the past few years. Cornell University data shows there have been 16 strikes and 30 labor protests in the state since the start of 2021. As Joe Schultz reports, labor leaders hope to carry that momentum into 2024 and beyond.
On an October afternoon at UW-Oshkosh, dozens of people assembled outside to protest a university plan to cut roughly 200 positions. The rally was organized by United Faculty and Staff of Oshkosh, a union on campus. The union has effectively no collective bargaining power, but uses its First Amendment rights to try to make a difference.
That's how we can operate in this environment. All we want is to be at the table and to forge the next generation of what the UW system looks like.
That's political science professor David Seemers, the president of the union, speaking during an interview. Late last year, public sector unions filed a lawsuit challenging Act 10, the Wisconsin law that limited public unions' bargaining power. Unions hope it eventually reaches the state Supreme Court, where the law could be overturned. The lawsuit came as the state and country saw a flurry of union activity. The writers and actors strikes, as well as the National United Auto Workers strike, made international headlines. And plenty of private sector unions in Wisconsin also went on strike, from Teamsters at Line and Kugel's in Chippewa Falls to local UAW chapters standing in solidarity. New unions also formed, from beer vendors at Lambeau Field to journalists at Wisconsin Watch. That's as public opinion polling shows unions were overwhelmingly popular in 2023, with a 67% approval rating. Wisconsin AFL-CIO President Stephanie Bloomingdale says union activity in the state last year often translated to wins for workers.
We are seeing working people continue to come together to organize new workplaces in Wisconsin and also to participate in workplace actions when it comes to contract negotiations.
2023 also saw union membership in the state rebound slightly after hitting its lowest levels on record in 2022. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics estimates the number of union members in the state increased from 187,000 in 2022 to 204,000 last year. While last year may have felt like a big moment for the labor movement, there was momentum leading up to it in the preceding years. That's according to Saba Wahid with the Labor Center at UCLA. She says the COVID-19 pandemic had a dramatic effect on the way workers viewed their jobs.
There was often profits on the company side, but then all this risk on the frontline worker side. We saw some massive shifts in the way that we were thinking about work, and especially the workers that sustain a lot of our cities and neighborhoods.
As pandemic precautions eased and the economy ramped up again, Wahid says the labor market tightened, shifting power to workers. In some cases, workers have used that power to call for higher wages or other changes. Mark Westfall is with the Fox Valley Area Labor Council.
For the first time in many, many years, workers actually have had the conditions more in their favor. Employers can't afford strikes, work stoppages.
Even so, labor leaders say more needs to be done to continue building on last year's momentum. They point to unionization efforts in the service industry as one way to do just that. Laura Dresser is with the left-leaning Cows Economic Think Tank at UW-Madison. She says unions played a key role in making manufacturing jobs safer and more lucrative for workers. She thinks the same could be done in the traditionally non-union service sector.
It doesn't have to be that your service sector jobs never provide benefits or have bad schedules that are unpredictable and mean that workers can't count on being able to pay their rent. This doesn't have to be that way.
Labor leaders say organizers still face big obstacles, but they hope the recent growth in union activity becomes a long-term trend. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that'll do it for the first show of February here in 2024. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today on this Thursday. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. Hit that subscribe button and we'll automatically be in your podcast feed every single weekday morning to help you get ready for the day. Until then, have a great rest of your Thursday. We'll talk to you again soon.